Colorado.
Colorado.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and hers and his. We company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. Welcome to PNP Network.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'll tell you, from the first time I ever saw this, the mysterious blonde and the Thunderbird and George Lucas's American Graffiti, and to the times of watching Three's Company and Chrissy Snow, I've always had the pleasure of wanting to talk to you, and here I am.
Well, thank you. That was a very pivotal small part in my life. It really was what gave me my career. So
it did give
you
a career.
Never know.
Yeah, you never know. I've watched it go through metamorphosis because I actually was one of those people who watched She's the Sheriff and Step by Step too.
And, well, I'm lucky in my career. I've continued to work, and at this stage of my life, most of my contemporaries have been out of the business for quite some time, and I am always very grateful that, but it was, you know, it doesn't happen on its own. I consciously reinvented, and maybe that's the only thing I really do understand is you can feel when you've kind of reached all that you can achieve in this one arena, it's time to turn left or right rather than go down.
Well, you are not just a beautiful young lady. You are also a New York Times bestseller 12 times. You've written 23 books, and you've gone through a lot of stuff. I know that you've gone through some health issues, and it comes through obviously in the books you've written, and it also will in the TV program that you're going to be doing.
Yes, you know, I wanted to do a show my way without having boundaries from sponsors. So what we've done is we brought in sponsors who are resonant with the messages that I put out in my books about cutting-edge health. And my message is kind of a simple one. It's, I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just showing you that there is one way to go, which is the orthodox allopathic way that people have been practicing medicine for the last, 100 years here in this country. But I'm offering an option, because what's happening with the prescription pill kind of approach to health is people are not getting well, they're getting dependent on pills, their brains are not working well, one pill creates such side effects that you need to take another pill. I'm offering a drugless way to health under the guidance of cutting-edge Western-trained doctors from Harvard, from MIT, from Columbia, from Stanford, and on, Nobel Prize winners. That's who I'm bringing on, along with some of my celebrity friends that come on. Larry King came on, and he was great. Kathy Griffin and Fran Drescher. So it's glamour mixed with cutting-edge science. I think people are going to be riveted.
Well, I think that it's going to do well. It's going to be airing on starting Wednesday, September 29th at 7 a.m. on Lifetime. It's called The Suzanne Show, by the way.
Right. I didn't want to do a trite show. There are enough talk shows out there of the usual template that we've all seen, and I even have done one of those myself, it was one of the projects I had that didn't succeed a number of years ago. I wanted to do a show that really fit me like a glove. I'm not interested in bringing on the next person on the hot television show. I'm really not. I'd rather sit there and tell you what genetically modified food is going to do to you and why your gut is so distended and unhealthy, and that people are bloated and people don't feel well and people can't sleep, and men and women don't have hormones and they lose their sex drives. The first show is all about sex, about how to get your desire back without drugs. There's a new supplement that you can take that will do for you what Viagra does for men without any harmful side effects. It's just replacing natural things in the body that, stir the feelings up. How hormones play a part in that. It's really quite riveting. I I was there and I was watching the rough cut of the first show the other day, and I was riveted, and I wrote the stuff, and I was riveted.
Well, you're a good advertisement, because you're 65 years old, and your husband said you're hot. I agree. I think you look great. I don't. How do you do that?
No drugs. A natural approach to aging, and my approach is keeping my insides young. And so these are the things that I talk about, write about. I go to my anti-aging doctor, who is concerned with keeping my organs and glands in the best possible shape. I go to my hormone doctor to have my hormones balanced so my body chemistry is just right so I can be in optimal health. I eat organic food because I have had cancer, and I realize, wow, it's the fuel that we put into our body determines our health, so I just take it very seriously. But I eat great. I mean, if you ate at my house, we use all organic, but butter, cream, sour cream, olive oil, full-fat cream cheese, great flavor, wine reduction sauces, beautiful organic chickens, homegrown vegetables. So it's a way of life. And what I find, without even realizing that this was going to be an outcropping, is that it is manifested on the outside in the form of my hair is thick and shiny, and my skin is less wrinkled, and my eyes are clear, and my nails are strong, and I'm not battling weight because of the way I take care of myself. And that's not why I did this initially. I did this because I didn't want to be sick ever again. And at one point, I stood back and kind of looked at my health regimen. I thought, I got to put this in books. We're not hearing this from our doctors. We're not hearing about strengthening organs and glands and hormones and the nutrition, etc. So the medical schools today, if you need surgery, America's the best place. But for health, I don't think our medical students are getting the whole picture, because they are only taught allopathic medicine, which is, here's my symptom, doctor, and the doctor says, okay, here's the drug for that symptom. And what the doctors that I interview espouse is, use nature's tools. There's something in nature to fix pretty much every problem in the human body that goes awry. That's what nature had in mind. And so feed it the highest quality fuel you can feed it, and understand what it takes to keep a body running, the right amount of minerals and the right amount of herbs and vitamins and body chemistry. So that's what's going to be presented on the Suzanne show, but in a glamorous way, in a way that is going to keep you interested and fascinated in learning about this new way to stay alive and healthy.
Well, there's 25 million. I'm sorry. There's 25 million copies of your books out there in print, so obviously there's a large market for this kind of information that you're offering.
Right.
Okay, just real quickly, you also have a whole line of stuff. I know we have one of your Thigh Masters in our house, and Face Masters now, and the Easy Gym. How important is all that, the fitness stuff, to people? You know, you talk about what they take in their bodies in terms of fuel. What about the fitness part?
Well, you know, I'm no Olympian, but I do know you have to move your body every day. I mean, if you go back to paleo times, we were always on our feet and running, walking, working in the field, sweating, which was nature's way of detoxing. So you exercise, you sweat, you're detoxing chemicals out of you when you do that, and you oxygenate your body, which is what life is. And when the body is aware that this oxygenation is happening, it tells that body, we're alive. We're alive and we're well. You just look better, you feel better when you exercise, but you don't have to be a fanatic, and I'm not a fanatic. I just do something every day, even if it's running up and down my stairs for 5 minutes.
You know, I know you came from an abusive childhood, and you have been married now to the same guy, Alan Hamill, for 44 years. And two sons and a daughter and six grandchildren. What is the key to that kind of relationship, especially in Hollywood?
Oh, first of all, it's one of the luckiest things, and it's what I'm most proud of my life, that we have such an amazing marriage. It's amazing to me, after all these years, feed just turns me on, and vice versa. And I don't know. Is it the luck of the draw that sometimes in life that two people chemically are so attracted to one another? He means everything to me. I take care of him. He takes care of me in every way possible. I feed him right, and he protects me. It's kind of an old-fashioned marriage in that sense, but it sure works for us, and it makes our kids and grandchildren feel real safe that they've got the matriarch and the patriarch who are in such good shape health-wise and emotionally, and we are in love, and we hug and dance and kiss each other in front of them, and I see them modeling it in their own marriages. So, you know, kids learn from who they live with, and I can see that it's paying off for all of us in our family.
Well, my kids see us kissing and hugging. They go, ugh.
But they like it.
Yeah, I think they probably do.
They really like it. It makes them feel safe. It's like when kids come home at the end of the day and there's something good cooking in the oven. It just, the smells make you feel safe.
Well, so. Suzanne, I want to thank you for coming on. I know you have to go.
Okay.
But this show is the Suzanne Show. It's a talk show starting Wednesday, September 26th on the Lifetime Channel at 7 a.m. Thanks again.
And for anybody who is interested in the kind of doctors that I'm bringing to you, you can go to a website called foreverhealth.com, and it's a free service, and it will get you to a doctor who's vetted and qualified in this kind of new medicine who's nearest you, and I think it's a great service.
Foreverhealth.com. We'll put that down with your interview.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.